Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Friends can help you celebrate good times and sometimes provide support during bad times, and at the same time, they could take you to a direction which you, after some time in your life, really regret. To know more on that, we have Brother Miqdad in our studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you very much, and to all those listeners out there as well.
Well, we have been talking about the role of friends in the teenager's life. You discussed so many beautiful verses, so many beautiful narrations in the previous episodes, and we talked a lot. What do we have more to talk about the role of friends in the teenager's life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we talked about how great of an influence is friends in our lives.
Yes.
So the first aspect, or the first dimension that we talked about, is the influence of friends in our actions. And we saw how when we're together with friends, especially in that moment where we're together, and
okay,
as I say, you're chilling with your friends and we're doing things together, we're very much influenced by how the group is thinking and what the group is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this group action or peer pressure is very strong and very difficult to go against.
Yeah.
Very important thing to mention over here as well is also the lack of action is also valid as well in the same reason. So there's a lot of things that we want to do because we're good friends. So as a simple example, when the Adhan time comes, for example, and you're with a group of friends that don't pray,
yes,
it's very difficult to say, hold on a second, I want to pray, because nobody else is praying.
Okay.
So the lack of actions is also something that will lead me to not perform something.
Okay.
And so if I'm any youth, if they're youth that pray, they will say in their minds, I'll pray later. Right now it's very difficult to go against the group,
yeah,
and say, oh, you guys wait for me, I'm going to pray. And so peer pressure at this level is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realize this. But it doesn't end over here. Friends also influence our thoughts and the conclusions that we make in our lives, and the attitude that we have, the worldview that we have, how we define success, how do we define our relationship with Allah, how do we define respect of others, how do we
look at life
in general, the purpose of life. You find that this is very much influenced by our friends. Again, so many stories you can share about youth that you know that when you speak to them,
mm-hmm,
I remember this, you want to tell them, like, this is not you speaking, this is your friend speaking.
Okay.
And then they'll swear to you, no, this is what I believe in. They'll be like, no, I know where this is coming from. This is
where
not
this
from
is
you.
Coming from, yeah.
So you realize that the attitude that people have in relation to their lives, in relation to success, in relation, these things are very much influenced by the people they hang around with. And
yeah,
so our friends have an impact not just on our actions, but also on the kind of conclusions that we have about life, about general ethics and ethos and principles and values and identity. These are very important. So you'll find that youth that get together and they are from a particular background will value certain things that others will not. And if you want your child to, or if you, your child or your teenager ends up with a particular group, his way of thinking will be based on that group. And this is, again, okay, something that you'll find very much researched upon.
I will be talking more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIV English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother, I was recently talking to a mom who was really, really concerned about her teenage daughter, who she said that her life is changing tremendously, dramatically. She used to be a, like, even when it was not wajib, obligatory on her to pray or to fast, she would do all those things. But as she got mature, as she entered the teenage, and as she gets, you know, elder day by day, and now she's influenced by the company she keeps because of the friends she's hanging around with are not offering prayers, and this has affected my daughter. How can I help this?
One of the things that we can do is to increase the interaction that we have with different types of people.
Okay.
So very often teenagers build, as you mentioned in this concerned parents question, is that they have a pocket of friends and they stick to that pocket of friends, basically. Why? It's because their level of interaction with different type of people is very weak.
Okay.
And this often happens because we've got a very routine life and we stuck with one particular place and we stuck with our own habits and we're not exploring enough to go out and meet new people. And that's why, for example, very importantly in teenagers' life is to travel.
Traveling,
I would recommend parents a lot to help their children to travel.
Okay.
The more people you meet, the less you're attached to a particular group
particular
of people.
Particular person. Yeah.
Exactly. So one thing that you could do is the level of interaction that you have with different types of people is very important. So if you're going to a mosque, for example, every week, mm-hmm. then maybe once a month, for example, go to a new mosque.
All right.
Right. A new Islamic center. Even if it's further away, for example, if it's an hour's drive, for example, it's worth the drive to go and see a new center, to go and meet new people. If you're going
come out of that daily routine, repetitive life. Of
exactly.
Yours.
So from a young age, children are interacting with different types of people. Mm-hmm. And this will open up their eyes, their experience, their ideas, their thoughts. So this is one. Secondly, encourage your child and your teenager to have more than one friend, to increase their numbers of friends and their circle of friends. Ideally, you want them. One of the other advice I give, but I guess it's one of those advice that you would really hope people would pay attention to, is to have more than one child. A lot of these issues come with children that are single child families. Remember, the best friends that you're going to have is your brother and your sister.
Siblings.
So siblings, as much as you can have. I would say 4 is less, right? I have.
Okay.
I know parents that have 4 that they say 4 is less. You want your child and your teenagers to always have a sibling as their best friend.
Yes.
Because that's a person you can trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's really important to work on, I guess this is before they hit the teenagers, is to be so family oriented that you don't necessarily have to rely so much on friends.
Okay.
One of the things that happens, I guess this is for another discussion some other day, but just to allude to it over here, one of the things that happens is that people, as teenagers, become friends. I don't use the terminology for it. You could say an exaggerated interaction with friends, that they're so close to one another that you can't see one without the other.
Okay. They,
I mean, I'm sure you've seen this, right? When there's two girls, obviously, or two boys, they're so close to one another that if you see one,
actually obsessed with each other.
Exactly. They dress the same, they talk the same, they do everything together. They can't do something without the other.
Yes.
This obsessiveness is very dangerous. And we need to,
how
as parents,
is
be careful
dangerous?
Of that.
I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
The Prophet ﷺ said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the role of friends in the teenager's life. Brother, you said there's a nature, obsessed nature, like when they are teenagers, especially girls, because I remember a friend of mine who used to buy a fairness cream for herself and she would buy the same for me, and I was like sometimes upset with or like amazed on her. You know, whatever she would do. But yes, this is there because I have personally experienced that.
So in many cases, this actually, in extreme cases, you actually go to a psychologist because it's a mental health issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
The obsessiveness very often stems from a lack of self-esteem, from a very weak personality, an inability to do things on their own, to believe in the greatness of their own soul, to always be dependent on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So in itself, it's very detrimental. We have to be careful of this. We should never allow it to happen to this extent. So for example, and this is why, for example, we often say your levels of interaction with other people should increase. As parents, we should monitor how much time they spend together, etc. It shouldn't go into exaggerated levels, basically.
Try to travel as much as we can.
Exactly.
Looking at our budgets, exactly, as well.
And teaching your child to be independent, teaching your teenager to be independent of people, not to rely on people. This is,
yes,
very important. And we have this in our advice from the Ahlul Bayt as well, that as a true believer doesn't rely on people.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that he does everything. Obviously, it's impossible for us to live in this life
without... Because we are social beings at the end of the day.
Exactly. But within us, the Ahlul Bayt have taught us that within us you should be in such a state that you don't rely on a particular person. Your attachment to a person and your feeling of dependency on a person should never be there, right?
Okay.
This is very important. This brings about true strength, such that if a person ever goes in the wrong, for example, your best friend, for example, makes a big mistake in their life, or for example, even God forbid, goes astray, for example, you would not be affected, right? You would be so strong that your life carries on.
Yes.
And you still remain with the truth. And so your attachment to the truth, your attachment to Allah, is not influenced by what happens in people in their lives.
Okay.
This is very fundamental. And this is something we need to teach our youth and our teenagers from a very young age. And this requires us to give them the strength in their personality and their self-esteem.
True. Well, that was really an important discussion, and you discussed very important points that how parents could help their young ones to deal with all that. And the most important thing that you mentioned was that we have to make our children so strong. Well, that was all for today. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on English Radio @irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanillah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.